It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, December 30th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Remember when app meant appetizer, like jalapeno poppers, shrimp puffs? It wasn't long ago. Now, of course, apps are programs on your smartphone. Make travel plans, play games, communicate. Susan Orlean is a staff writer for The New Yorker and a regular app correspondent on our show. She joins us now to talk about apps that made a difference in her life in 2010. Susan, the first app here is HiCard. What does it do?
If you're sitting at a red light, which is when we're all using our phones these days, and you suddenly remember that it's your Aunt Tilly's birthday and you forgot to send her a card, you can either send her an email, which is not a very charming way to say happy birthday, or you can use a HiCard. You write your dear Aunt Tilly happy birthday, and she receives an email that's beautiful, that's got a pattern and a design and a little happy birthday logo on the bottom.
Do you have to know Aunt Tilly's email address as you're doing it right there, or does it pull from your address book?
It'll pull from your address book, so that, which is great, because otherwise, I don't know about you, but I don't email Aunt Tilly as much as I ought to, and so I don't have her email
address. That's what she tells me.
Yeah. I don't have, really, I'm sure. But it pulls off your address book, which is great. The apps that don't do that I find so much less useful, because who can remember anyone's email address, and why should you? So this is really easy to use, and it's free, or maybe 99 cents to buy the program, but then it's unlimited use, which is fantastic.
Oh, it's like Hallmark texting. Well, and then there's an app that I know is a writer's best friend for a lot of writers that I know, Evernote.
Evernote is like getting a backup brain. And who doesn't need a backup brain? No
one.
Some
of us need a primary brain, too.
Right. Well, I'm thinking this might be my primary brain. It's a very simple idea. It simply will collect information from a million different sources. Photograph, text, voice recording, web clipping. Basically, it will collect anything and sort it out and allow you to tag it. I use it now both for work all the time, but for home things, for life things that otherwise have no logical place. I don't know about you, but almost any time that I go to a big discount place, like, say, Sam's Club, and I'm in the printer ink area, and I think, oh, shoot, you know, I really need ink, and it's so much cheaper here. Which printer do I have? I can't remember.
Right. You got to get
now,
the right number.
Where would I have that put down? Well, with Evernote, what I did is I went around the house and I took photographs of all of that annoying stuff in my house, like my printers and my light bulbs and the stuff that when you're at the store, you need to know what it is. And I tag it and I have it there in Evernote. I cannot think of anything wrong with it. There's the only thing I wish they would add.
You are deeply in love with this app.
I know. I love Evernote. The one
this is right up there with your dogs, you know, in terms of.
Easier, though.
Yes.
You don't have to walk it. It doesn't eat. It's just, it solves so many problems. I mean, there are things that I hope they add. I hope they add a function that lets you set alarms on certain notes to remind yourself. But generally, I would say it's pretty phenomenal. So yes, Evernote and I are, well, we're engaged.
You're tight. Well, congratulations.
I
hope you're very happy.
We are.
Hear about some more apps that Susan likes, including ones for music and poetry. That's all at marketplacetech.org. The story we're following at our website, Nintendo's 3D portable game system, the 3DS, isn't even out yet, but they're already warning parents. Nintendo says kids under 6 should stick to the 2D mode because their eyes are still developing. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a tech story you may have missed.
Yeah, listen up if you drive a Honda. A database of 2 million customers has been stolen. It contained customer names, emails, and vehicle ID numbers.
Yeah, that last bit's the scary part.
Right, so an email scammer can pose as Honda and seem legit, knowing your name and your car, and try to trick you into downloading malware or giving away personal information.
So what's Honda going to do about this?
Well, Honda says they're just not going to ask you for your social security or credit card numbers. So if you get an email supposedly from Honda wanting that, it's not from Honda.
Stay alert, Honda owners. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.